Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 91 for Thursday, March 29th, 2012. I'm Phil Nickinson. I'm your host for the podcast and the editor of AndroidCentral.com, and we have a huge cast of characters tonight, by which I mean one, maybe two. That's Jerry. You all know Jerry. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. What's happening?
Not a lot, dude. Absolutely no news this week. You and I just might like hang out here for like 5-10 minutes, and then we're gonna take off. What do you think?
Works for me.
Yeah,
if that's the way you want to do it. That's. I think people will probably find you and hang you by your toes for that. But
wouldn't
you're
be the
boss.
First time. Would not be the first time. So yeah, it's just two of us. What's going on? Anything? Anything Android related?
A little bit. There's an update flying around for some phones, and
we've had like six new phones.
We're getting ready.
Released.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the new phones to start rolling in.
That girl the chat room is asking about in the back room is my wife. Behave yourselves. My daughter is all grown up. Not quite. 5 going on 15. Yeah, so let's just blaze through the news, I guess. Probably, yeah, you buried this way down on the script, and that's why I was laughing earlier. But Android 4.0.4 is out, sort of, for a few phones. For like, what, two phones? Four phones now? And a tablet?
I think three. Three phones.
And a tablet.
Oh, that's right, and a tablet.
And a tablet.
So you were right, four. That's why you're the boss.
Well, it's not a phone. So Android 4.0.4, what's new in it? See that's like the first question you get, right?
Point release,
right? So everybody's freaking out.
They say rotation is a little bit faster. I never noticed a lot of problem with that to start with, so it may or may not be. It's got the native stuff in there to work with the dock, which is
that's a big deal.
Odd that it wasn't there before. Yeah, I think that's a big deal, and it might be you know, the reason why accessories have been held back.
That's true.
So we'll have to see about that.
I know. I mean, where the hell is the dock for the Galaxy Neck? I mean, this is ridiculous. That phone is, what, 4 months old, 5 months old now? And we still don't have the good dock for it?
Yep.
Oh, man. I tell you, after I saw that HTC One X dock at Mobile World Congress, I mean, that was just beautiful. Like, I kind of don't care. I might wait. I might not get it. Because you figure it's going to be like $80-$90, right?
Mm-hmm.
Galaxy Nexus. Yeah, I'm going to get off on a tangent here, but we still don't have the Sprint Galaxy Nexus, right? I mean, it's going to be LTE, so they're waiting on it, and we're, you know, whatever. But by the time it comes out, I mean, unless it's like next week or something, man, we're closing in on 5-6 months.
Well, the Nexus S was the same way. It took them about 6 months to get it worked out.
Something's different about the Galaxy Nexus. Maybe it's because it's the third one. You think we're starting to get, not burned out, but the novelty's wearing off a little bit?
For some of us, yeah. But, I mean, there's, you know, a whole, 107 million new potential customers on Verizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't discount that, actually. So we're going to bounce all over the place this week. I don't care. So this week we put out our own branded Android Central Forums app. And so I've kind of dived back into the publishing side of the Android market. And it's been a long time since we've looked at that. And by the way, I've unpublished our news app. So if you're looking for that, it's no longer there. And we'll talk about that later in the week, not tonight. But, I mean, all right, market comments. 99.9% of the people who've commented on this new app, and it's a branded Tapatalk app. You've all seen this before. XDA uses the same thing, right? It's not overly new, but it's ours. It has our name on it. It's special. But so I think we've only had like two bad comments, and one guy's like, you can't uninstall it. It's crap. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't uninstall it. But I'd forgotten about that side of thing, and I love fun market comments. Other side of it, what was the other side of it? I totally lost my train of thought. The crazy comments just totally threw me off. Don't know. I lost it. What was the other one?
I'm not sure where you were going.
I'm not sure either. This awkward silence is a lot funnier. We can see me rolling my eyes in the video. I don't know. Like I said, it's been a really busy week. So, actually, I did get to comment first on our own app, so that was pretty cool. I trolled our own comment.
Yep, I did my little drive-by, gave it some stars, didn't say anything. That's how I roll.
All right, so we've got Android 4.0.4. It's on, I've got it on my GSM Nexus. Probably good a time as any to hop into the questions, huh? And that's, I'm not going to read everyone that asked us this, but the questions are, so what Galaxy Nexus got it? So how much do you love Android 4.0.4, somebody's asking. And how come I don't have it on my Nexus yet? So, Jerry, you want to walk us through again how this works?
Okay. where do we want to start? Which question do we want to start with?
Well, let's start with the Galaxy Nexus. All right, so I've got a GSM one, imported it, you know, back in November, and it was running 4.0.2. So it has skipped 4.0.3 and gone directly to 4.0.4. Did I miss something in 4.0.3?
No. I mean, 4.0.3 wasn't a real release for the Nexus, I don't think.
Right.
That was just, custom ROMs built off AOSP. So, you know, there was nothing publicly released there. And you missed the beginnings of these little bug fixes. Mm-hmm. That's what you missed. That's about it.
All right. So 4.0.4 is more complete, shall we say?
Yes. It's, you know, they wanted to get all the framework for what they wanted, you know, fix the bugs that were in the original alpha and beta versions, get that started, put out 4.0.3 as a reference for Sony, HTC, Motorola. Here you go. Here's your code. This is what you should build off of. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the community, we jumped on it as well. Now 4.0.4 is the continuation of that. The bugs aren't just fixed. They've went a little bit further and, you know, they've integrated some of these weird changes they might have had to make into the operating system. It's really just a maintenance release to polish things up.
Okay. So I've got it. What about the Verizon Galaxy Nexus?
No. They probably won't ever get it.
But why not? Are they missing out?
Because yes and no. They need that polish too. Mm-hmm. They need that. But they need more than just that polish. They have network optimizations that need to be done in the code. They've got completely different radio stacks. And they'll get 4.0.5 or .6 or .7 or something. They'll get another point version higher with their fixes merged in as well. It's the core part of Android 4.0.4 is going to be the same between the two phones. Mm-hmm. But you have extra stuff you need to do for LTE and CDMA. Unfortunately, Google can't do that stuff.
Now, you know, we've talked about this before, right? This goes back to when the Verizon Galaxy Nexus and the Nexus S4G and a couple of the Zoom versions disappeared off that Google page, right? And they actually addressed this in the Android Building Google group yesterday. I want to read this and have you explain it. The matching proprietary files will be available at website by the end of the day. You should note that files related to CDMA devices, i.e. the Nexus S4G, CDMA LTE Zoom, CDMA LTE Galaxy Nexus, have not been tested in the context of AOSP. Of course, consumer report for these devices continues unchanged. Now, those are two very important things, and I didn't put them in our post because anytime you do that, people just freak out, and I didn't want to get into it yesterday. But these are still Nexus devices. Google is still absolutely supporting them. You just cannot build them from AOSP, correct?
Right, and you never could.
Right.
You never, the Nexus S4G, you could never just build and it would work when it was done. There is extra binaries and there's stuff that Sprint and Samsung have to work together on. You know, everything in the system file is 99% the same between the two phones. But without that extra stuff, it'll boot up, but you won't be able to make calls, won't be able to send texts. Data won't work.
So when people on Verizon don't get this 4.0.4 update, should they be upset about that? Is it something they really need to be worrying about?
If these fixes for the camera turn out to be relatively, good. Let's use the word good. I don't think much of the camera on my Galaxy Nexus anyway. I haven't spent a bunch of time playing with it. But supposedly it got fixed. That would be really nice to have. Mm-hmm. Support for docs would be really nice to have. But if they get 4.0.5 in the next month or so, and it has that and the fixes for LTE, the batteries suck, no, there's no reason to complain.
And that's the thing. I mean, because you don't get it in 4.0.4 doesn't mean you won't get it in whatever the next version is that in fact you get pushed out to your phone.
Right. And they'll get it. Google has already built the system files and what they can build, and I'm sure it's ready. And there's people at Samsung, people at Verizon, and I'm sure Google helps them work on it. They just don't have license to do it and redistribute it. But I'll bet they're right there in the mix helping. So you have a little more on that phone, you have to wait a little bit longer. That's just the way it is.
It's tough. We went through this last year. We went through this with the Nexus S. Slight lesser extent with the Nexus One getting gingerbread, though that still took a while, right? I mean, yep. I'm not going to tell you to be patient. I'm done doing that. If you want to freak out about it, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you anymore. It's tough. Look, I get it. It's tough. And you know what? I've been waiting for this 4.0.4 update. Now that I've got it on my Galaxy Nexus right here, I don't know what the hell to do with it. I mean, it still works exactly the same as it did before. Maybe it feels faster to me, but that's probably just because.
If you see a difference,
well, sure.
If you notice any difference after an update, that means they screwed up the first time.
That's true.
It should be seamless.
No, sorry, who said hand of death in the chat room says placebo effect, and absolutely. And that's been true of any update since the beginning of time. You get it, oh my God, it feels faster. And a lot of times it does. And that, yes. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I can't tell, scrolling almost seems smoother, but maybe that's just me. I haven't decided yet. And I've been testing other phones this week and, I've had the blaze of
stuff. They said it might be.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait, no. I thought I got a new widget, but that was something I put on there. Is that new? No, it's not. All right, so what about the Galaxy S? Or specifically the Galaxy
S?
The Nexus S, sorry. Let's start with the Nexus S. Mm.
Okay, you have to remember, we throw the word CDMA around. That's the holdup. No, the holdup is any type of proprietary encumbering patent-related software. Mm.
Don't say patent, say license.
License. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Google can just throw out an update for the unlocked one in Europe and the UTMS one here in North America because, they just don't have extra network optimizations that are necessary. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding that the version for AT&T needs slightly optimized and that AT&T and Samsung have to do that. The LCD version that they released in some other countries, I think it has proprietary drivers of some sort that were necessary. So, you're going to wait a little bit longer for that. But again, you get into the point where Google has everything done that they can get done. And now they just have to wait a little bit. AT&T, I don't want to say that they love you and want to get you your update or that they don't care because I have no idea. But I know that they would love to get rid of the support nightmare of people saying, my AT&T or Nexus S, which AT&T never sold, by the way.
Right.
My AT&T Nexus S isn't getting supported. I hate you. That's got to be something that you want to get rid of. So I'm sure they're working on it. But again, it's not something Google can just patch together and release. The 4G with Sprint good God, isn't that a nightmare?
Yeah, there's no way around that, man.
there's something different going on here. And you know, I don't know what it is. There's a reason that it just not getting any, I don't want to say it's not getting any support. This is tough. Google wants everybody with a Nexus S4G to love it.
Yes.
They want you to buy the Nexus S5G when they make it. They want you to love that damn phone. Show all your friends and say, hey, look how much ass Android kicks. That's what they want. Sprint wants you to love the Nexus S4G so you can say, oh, my new Sprint phone, it's a Nexus. It's great. It kicks ass.
You remember once upon a time when Sprint was really pimping that thing?
Yep. I mean, it's not that nobody wants to support it. I'm not privy to everything that goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
But I've heard a lot of information that says there might have been some sort of falling out about some stuff that got leaked out for the Nexus S4G. Is that true? I don't know. It would explain why maybe it's taking a little bit longer this time, because now they're more reluctant to share things back and forth. But I don't know if that's true or not. But there's something going on that we just don't know.
Who would leak stuff on the Nexus S4G?
Shoot, you know, anybody that got a hold of it, I'll be honest with you, I would. When, you know, December came and gone and they saw everybody on T-Mobile getting an update and they didn't get one.
Right.
If I had it, I would have leaked it. Sure. I mean, I don't blame the person that did it. And I said, that may not even be real. That may just be people that love conspiracy theories. But there's something that we just don't know that's going on.
Right.
And they'll just have to work it out. And I'm sure they will. Both sides want you to like that phone because they want your repeat business.
Sure. Samantha in the chat room just asked why Google can't update everything at the same time. And it's actually a pretty easy answer. And it's tougher to explain. And that's what we've been trying to do. These are not the same phones. They just aren't. Or at least, right. You know, I mean, they look the same, right? I used to have like five of these laying around. They look the same. They act the same. They don't have the same software. There are bits and pieces in the software that are beyond Google's control. And that's the point we've been trying to make all these weeks, is that even in AOSP builds, you know, you have stuff that's controlled by Google and stuff Google can't touch at all. And in fact, if you haven't seen it, we didn't write about it last night. John Baptiste, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say his last name. I'm going to totally mispronounce it. JBQ.
JBQ, there we go.
Handles the AOSP stuff for Google, and Jerry introduced me to him. Is the only way I even know his name. But, you know, very much behind the scenes and very cool guy. And I tell you, I learned more yesterday and today, just the behind the scenes stuff that he's been explaining about how all this works. It's just, I mean, it's fascinating to hear what all goes on and what all has to be done for them to push out a build and for them to do anything, and that it ever gets done. It's just, it really makes me, when people ask why I seem like I'm apologizing, it's because I learned stuff like this and it blows my mind. It really does. And I understand why Jerry gets all neckbearded about open source stuff. In fact, I might even grow mine out in solidarity at this point. Yeah. No. Ooh. Oh, wife's walking behind me. She says no. It's really cool and really interesting, especially when you start hearing about how compartmentalized it all is. You know, like everybody handles their thing and they all work together and it all just comes together and works. But CDMA, and this comes into another question we've gotten. I think it's actually one that was emailed in. Nope, maybe not. You know, it comes into, well, should I even buy a CDMA Nexus phone? I mean, come out and say it, Jerry. I know what your answer is. I know what my answer is.
I would never. But if you want to stay with Verizon or stay with Sprint, yeah, buy one. Probably the best phone on their network if you're a, you know, constant reader and listener at Android Central. You're a nerd, or you're the beginnings of a nerd, get the Nexus.
It's not that there's anything inherently wrong with the Galaxy Nexus on Verizon. I've used it. I used it for a while. I had two here, three here at one point. It doesn't look or act any different, except for this got LTE, so it, you know, sucks their battery a little quicker and has really fast data. But Yeah, I mean, this goes back to, you remember when Molly Wood wrote her little rant a few months ago, and I responded by asking, you know, because she wanted an update. You know, she was on a Motorola phone and hadn't been updated, was waiting on an update. And rightfully so. I completely understand, you know, Gingerbread took a long time to get out, and I completely understand people getting upset about that. But the other question you have to ask yourself is, why are you getting this phone? If you're getting this phone because you have to have the latest update as soon as it comes out, then maybe you need to rethink about, you know, what kind of user you are. And you know what? I had to rethink the kind of user that I am. My Galaxy Nexus is still unrooted. Now, the bootloader's open, so I can, you know, I have the opportunity to do whatever I want with it. And pretty quickly, actually. and that's really cool, and that's awesome. But it really made me think about what kind of user I wanted to be. And it'd been a long time since I, you know, I've used CM. I love CM. I think it's awesome. I, you know, when I talk about AOSP and how that blows my mind, same sort of respect for the CyanEngine mod project. Absolutely. It's so cool. And in fact, I was talking to Dieter Bohn today about all this and discussing, I still hate to call them skins, but, you know, discussing carrier customizations. And let me find what I told him. And I said, look, you know, I think carriers need to have the opportunity to do what they want to do to these phones. I wish it was a little easier for people to customize them if they want. I think what HTC is doing with the bootloaders is awesome. That's good. It was a long time coming. And Sony's doing the same things. They're, you know, they're not the only ones. But I don't think there needs to be a kill switch to turn a UI off and on. I think that's bad. And I think that's bad for a number of reasons. And I'm going to talk more about that next week, I think. Not going to really worry about it right now. But just, you know, blind hate for something is bad. Saying, you know, I hate Sense. I hate TouchWiz. I hate Motoblur. You know, that's no good.
When the day comes where OEMs have any type of restriction about how they can customize their device, is the day Android and I part ways.
Yeah.
That is what open source is all about. And I know it's just a different way for me to think, you know, maybe I'm all way off base, but open source, I can do anything. Phil can do anything. HTC can do anything. Your responsibility is to use your wallet and buy the one that suits you best.
So the same thing comes back
that's just the way it works.
Yeah. And the same thing comes back to the devices. I'm not going to say don't buy a Verizon Galaxy Nexus because it's on Verizon. That's dumb. If you're going to buy it because you have to absolutely have an update at the same time as the GSM one, okay, that's still dumb because actually the Verizon one got a bigger update before the GSM one did. So they are on, and we've talked about this before, they are on two different tracks, and it's just the way it is. It's not going to be, especially once you started down the CDMA path, it's never, ever going to be equal. It's just not. It can't be. That doesn't mean one's better than the other. It's just the way it is.
You can't be. That's the part everybody needs to remember is can't be. Nobody's trying. There's no conspiracy theory here. It's impossible.
Right. Let's see. You want to do an email? I'm going to do an email because I happen to pull it up.
Sure.
I told you we were going to bounce around. Michael writes, I'm glad I was able to make you all laugh on the last podcast with my wife's question about the boot up animation sounds. You guys needed something. You guys needed something to make you smile. And Michael, you were absolutely right. It was a long week.
I hope that idea of turning your system volume up worked and your wife has joined in quadrophonic.
Didn't even tell us. Man. Should we pick a Twitter question? I want to get off this 4.0 unless there's anything else you want to mention. I mean, it's going to keep pushing out. It'll be different versions.
I just want to say that, you know, this all could have been avoided if Google would have just had a little bit of transparency. That's my only problem with the whole situation. You know, I feel where everybody's coming from. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm a little more apologetic, maybe not, I don't know. But Google could have been a little more transparent and halted all this crap.
That I agree with. You want to talk about this Sprint next-gen HTC Evo rumor that we got? So let me back up because I've seen people misreporting this. We got an anonymous email yesterday morning. I think the dude sent it to Fandroid too.
Mm-hmm.
And basically said, all right, it's not really like the HTC One X that you guys saw at Mobile World Congress. Bigger battery, kickstand, micro SD card. Well, it doesn't sound like the HTC One X at all to me.
Nope. And, you know, there's been other rumors floating around. I used Sprint for a long time. I know a lot of people, you know, who claim to be insiders. Maybe they're not, but they claim to be. I've been hearing HTC Evo One HD. I've been hearing that name for a couple months now.
Really?
And that it's going to be something different. So
let me run through the bullet points he sent. And again, this is all sent anonymously. This is not us talking to somebody or anything. So somebody says Jerry reported this. Jerry didn't report it. He reported what I put in the forums that somebody sent us. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
HTC Evo One released June 6th, 4.7-inch 720p AMOLED screen. That I'm not sure about. That I could, I don't know. I mean, I can see people messing that spec up. 1.5 gigahertz dual core Crate processor. That makes sense because it's going to be LTE. And you know, Sprint said and reiterated today that everything they put out from here on out is going to be LTE and not WiMAX. 16 gigabytes of internal memory. Boo-hoo. But okay. 2650 milliamp hour non-removable battery. So it's a bigger battery, it basically in between like the One X now and the Droid Razor Max, right?
Mm-hmm.
Micro SD card, which means there will be a drawer somewhere, I guess, on the outside of it since there's no removable battery. Well, actually, I take it back because I think the 1S has a little thing that pops up, and that's not the first time.
Yeah, the top.
Yeah.
By the camera, yep.
It's not the first time that they've done something like that. Android 4.0 with Sense 4. Makes sense. God, I quit saying that. I hate that. 8-megapixel camera with 2.0 front-facing. I believe that's also what's on the 1X that we saw in Mobile World Congress. LTE and Beats by Dre. So most of that makes sense. Really, it redesigned in different names. So is it really a 1X or not?
I don't know. Was the Epic 4G really a Galaxy S?
Or no?
I mean,
was the Evo really a Desire?
So, no. I mean, at their core, it's the same, you know, architecture, the same kind of hardware. But, you know, I don't think it's the same. If what we were leaked or you're rumored or whatever you want to say it, if that turns out to be true, to me, no, that's not a 1X. That's something completely different.
We'll find out next week. I'm going up to New York on Wednesday, and I think Jared and Andrew will be there with me, and Sprint's going to announce, and we're going to be there, and we'll bring it all to you. So stick around Wednesday night, and we'll see what we got. I'm excited. It's been, man, I was thinking about it. This is my first New York trip this year. It's been a slow
I hope
year.
It's the Echo 2.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
I do. I just want to see it.
Stop it. No, because it's an HTC thing. Adam asks on Google Plus, with Anonymous threatening to take down the internet this Saturday, will this have any effect on us smartphone users? And is it even possible? I read the article with their plan on it, and it was insane. So here's my thing. A, I try not to comment on Anonymous because I think that's just poking the bear. But why would they take down the very thing they use to communicate to you and do stuff? Just doesn't make sense.
When I first heard about that, I thought, oh, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
For the same exact reason, what the people who call themselves Anonymous love the internet. Why would they get rid of it?
Yeah.
And then it, you know,
what are they going to do? Go outside?
Show they can.
Yeah.
To show that they can do it. The whole Anonymous thing, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm scared to death of the guys. Don't mess with me.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to say about you guys. You do what – you just keep doing what you do.
Exactly. Casey Keller writes, do any of the staff use custom ROMs? If so, what and why? Oh, man, that's a big question. You know, we ought to do a thing on that and just let people know what everybody uses maybe.
All right, consider it done. I'll get it started.
Yeah, I mean, I'm mostly stock around here, but that's – I mean, but we've talked about this before. That's more for practical reasons than anything else. I mean, I used CyanogenMod on my Nexus 1 almost exclusively. I forget why I flashed back. I think we had something to check or an update came out. And that was my problem, right? I had to go from – running ROMs to going back to stock to running ROMs to going back to stock. And then I finally, and I asked this last week on the Twitch show, you know, with what I do on my normal, you know, daily life, do I need to have a rooted ROM? Do I need to have a custom ROM? And do I want to deal with, you know, keeping up with that stuff? And I finally just ran out of time. I had to do my job. I had to write, I had to, you know, keep up with stocks. And look, for as awesome as the mod community is, and I have nothing but respect. You know, it's still the minority. It's the vast minority, right? So when we when we have, you know, big phones like the Thunderbolt, you know, my poor Thunderbolt's still here, by the way. you know, when we have things like that, well, you know, I had to keep hopping back and forth and it was just a pain. So for me, I mean, that, and again, that's what's so wonderful about this. That was my choice. So I went back to, you know, to stock. Let's see. Ryan White writes, what do you think about the Android team implementing a hardware rating system similar to the Windows Experience Score, so uneducated consumers don't complain about a subpar performance? The score could let people know at a glance where shopping how their phone / tablet is rated for the version of Android installed. I think this would clear up a lot of complaints about mid-range devices and take the focus away from Google and back to manufacturers. What do you think? I get what you're saying. And that makes, I mean, it makes sense insofar as you want to be able to, so you'd walk up to this phone at Best Buy and it would say, hey, this phone has a Google score of 6, whatever that means, right? And I guess you would have to have some bullet points to explain what that is. I mean, the problem is they're also different and, you know, the hardware isn't the same and the software isn't the same.
Bingo.
Now, I mean, it's also not on PCs. But
Google does their best to make the Nexus S and the Galaxy Nexus run the same version of software. Mm-hmm. They still don't. There are, you know, fairly big differences there. But you can say that the GSM unlocked Nexus S and GSM Galaxy Nexus, once they both get updated to 404, you could say they run the same version of the software. None of the other phones do. None of them do. You when you get into the source code and start changing the core framework of the operating system, it's different from everything else. So what do you score it against? You can't score, you know, an entry level phone from Huawei. You can't use the same, you know, criteria that you would score a quad core Tegra 9 super device from HTC. They're not the same hardware. They're not the same software. You really can't compare them to each other. Right. So I don't know how that would work out.
Yeah, and I get the premise of it, and it's not a bad thing in principle. It's just not really realistic. And look, I use a lot of phones, and I can sort of appreciate that thing. And we actually got away from doing scores in our reviews because it's for that very reason. It's tough to say, well, this one's a 6, but this one's a 5, but it's... I would prefer you read the whole reviews and don't just read ours, read everybody else's, because actually, you know, and I know a lot of these other guys, write, you know, for these other sites writing reviews, and I read them too. I wait till after I write mine. So it's not, so it's not really affected by it, but I want to know what they say. I want to hear what they think. I want to see if they, you know, notice something that I didn't. And, you know, it's my job. I'm supposed to find a lot of this stuff, but we all see things differently and we all use them differently. That would be my number one suggestion when you're looking for a new phone, is read everything you can. Hell, that's how I got into this business. I was buying my first smartphone, and I, you know, before I spent $400 on something, I went and read everything I could find. That's what I would say. So we find a, I don't know, anything else on the script? Temple Run. I told you we're bouncing around. Have you played Temple Run, Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like it?
Now, I haven't. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Took me a while to see what all the fuss was about, but then when I got a little bit better at it, I found myself, you know, put my finger up when the wife's talking and say, one second. You know, getting a high score. Yeah, that didn't go over very well. But I can see people getting, you know, into the game. It's a well-thought-out mobile game, not complicated, easy controls, great for mobile.
Two things I want to see improved on it.
Free.
Well, yeah, and that's a big thing. It's free, and there aren't ads, and there are, you know, in-app purchases that you don't have to do. But that was the thing. So it has this stats score where you can buy stuff with the coins that you collect. I didn't even know that was there for the longest time. Here it is if you guys haven't seen it. And I'm totally going to play it right now as we're talking. So I didn't realize that was there. But here's the other thing I want. I want – so you have these rows of coins that you have to, like, run into and jump to get and stuff. When I – complete like a string of them perfectly, I want a bonus. Like, here, I just got a whole bunch and I jumped. All right, I'm gonna put it down, I promise. Go away. But I want a bonus. That's the only thing it's missing. if I like jump perfectly, I want something else out of it.
Does it play okay for you?
Yes and no.
Because it plays flawless for me.
I have one phone that it seems like it's missing swipes on, and then on the Galaxy Nexus, it's been doing okay. And actually, I asked everybody on Twitter, and a lot of people said they're having problems where it's missing swipes. But apparently, there's also a sensitivity setting, so I haven't messed with that. I need to try that. I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah, I just heard some people saying, "Oh, it crashes," and I'm wondering, you know, is it a crashy, buggy app, or maybe these people have custom ROMs, or what? Because I thought it worked pretty well.
Yeah, no, like it runs fine. It runs well. I've just had instances where I'm swiping and it doesn't appear to get it, and I know I'm hitting the screen, so maybe it's a sensitivity thing. I need to try that. We talked about the AC Forums app. Go get it. Google I.O. sold out 28 minutes. Wow. On one hand, like, that's really cool. On the other hand, I'm kind of disappointed it sold out, especially in 28 minutes. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that means that there's developers that had the means and were able to take the time but unable to buy the ticket.
Right.
And that's never good. But what are you going to do?
I don't know, man. Because on one hand, it means it's popular. But, I mean, yep. Geez, you're seeing, you know, people from the CM team and thereabouts, you know, didn't get in or didn't get invites, which is almost just as bad, I guess. I don't know.
Honestly think they could. Hmm? I mean, even if they moved it to a venue that's twice as big, right. I still think it would have sold out in 20 minutes.
Probably. And they added a third day this year, which, mm-hmm. you know, I'm real curious to see what we get, and we've talked about this before, but yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Now, the good thing is they stream it all, and that's not new. They've been streaming it for years. Or at least last year, they streamed most everything. If not live, then they put the sessions up later, which is awesome. And if you're outside the U.S., they do these satellite things. What do they call it? I just totally forgot the name. Extended I.O.?
Yeah. Yes, I.O. Extended.
Yeah, so it's not like they're not trying. So that's good. And if you can be there, it's phenomenal. It's awesome. It's really good. And I'm not a coder. I'm in a little over my head, and I don't, you know, not ashamed to say it. But I learn a hell of a lot when we're there. And I love, like, sitting next to Jerry, and Jerry's just excited. Jerry gets giddy. If you've never seen Jerry giddy, it's really cute.
Yeah, I do.
And he explains it to me later. And but you learn so much while you're there. And even if you can't go, I highly recommend you watch the sessions and watch the keynotes. And we'll be there in a couple months.
I'm a little concerned. I wonder how many of those people that grabbed that $300 student ticket mm-hmm. are just seeing $1,500 worth of devices they can put on eBay at the end of the 3 days.
I know. I really hope
not. And to me, that's a problem. I love seeing the academic discount, but let's you know, if you're a marketing major, business major, programming of any sort, or computer science, that's fine. Google I.O. is for you. If you're a hydro engineer or a medical student, you shouldn't get that discount because they're just going for fun and taking it away from somebody who might actually get something out of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have an answer. I wish I did. Watch all the Google stuff. Watch us. We'll be there. And we'll, you know, try to bring everybody along with us as best we can.
My eyes will be glazed over for the first 2 days. It's 3 days now.
You'll be fine. Let's see. PM Johnson 99 asks on Twitter, no Google Talk for the Galaxy Tab 10.1? What chat program then? Pretty sure it has.
Yeah.
Google Talk.
That's included in the ROM. If it's not there, you need to factory reset, but
yeah, it should be there. If not, I used Trillian for a while. Worked fine. I mean, there are a bunch of IM programs out there. Sugar Jets just emailed us. Any thoughts on the rumored Google Nexus tablet possibly to be made by Asus? Great rumored price also. Nothing new. The Wall Street Journal came out with a story today, actually, that had a couple more anonymous sources that basically said the same thing. Didn't really say anything new. And then they just rehashed everything. You know, I stand behind what I wrote. Was it last week or the week before? 2 weeks ago, I guess, in my Sunday column. When, you know, I could totally see Google doing something, making something on its own. I don't see it just being a tablet. That doesn't make sense. And, you know, them just selling just another Android tablet, I think I called it, know, even if it's $200, that doesn't make sense. It's not worked once.
No comment.
You can't drop no comment. You can disagree with me. Do you disagree with me?
No, I agree with you completely.
Okay.
But I agree.
Okay. No, that's my thing. I mean, it would be like them starting the phone store again just for the sake of selling the phone. Like, it didn't work once. And I was talking with some guys on Twitter today. You know, has Google learned? Well, yeah, Google learned. They shut it down. They shut it down 2 years ago. If they start it up again, it's not going to be just to sell a 7-inch $200 tablet. There will be more to it than just some flat device that you press, that you tap. And I don't know anything else. I have no inside information here. But that's just what makes sense to me.
Find a good one, Bill.
I know, I'm reading more questions. Vodka sauce? What?
Oh, delicious. I had some of that the other day.
Let's see. What do you think of the new... this is Jesse Smith on Google Plus. What do you think of the new My Apps section in the Play Store? I find it harder to find purchased apps and hate seeing apps from my tab show up there on my phone.
Who is that from?
Jesse Smith. Do we know him?
Thank you, Jesse Smith.
Yeah?
We do now. Smartest man alive. I hate that update. For the same exact reasons.
I mean, I know it's there and I've seen it and I flipped over to it, but I guess that... Maybe I'm just used to things being so messy for me anyway, because of all the apps that that I've tried over the years that are, still show up. Maybe I just.
But if I flashed 404 to my Nexus last night. I went ahead and built it and flashed it.
Mm. Show off.
Put G apps on it, and Lucky Jerry, the market updated right away.
Mm.
So I went to go put my apps back on it, and I have to dig through a list that has every app I've ever installed since 2009, including the ones for Google TV, the ones that only work on tablets, the ones that I needed back when I was running, Eclair or Honey or even Donut, to find the 10 apps I want to install for my Ice Cream Sandwich Nexus. Huh. It just was crazy.
Sorry?
Well, I would think that Google could filter that out. I mean, they're Google. They're
just
the king of...
Yeah, and I was just thinking about how I do it when I get a new phone and when we get a new phone to test. And I think I generally just go back and start searching. Because, I mean, there are only maybe a dozen apps that I use on a daily basis anyway.
Yeah, same here.
And now that I think about it, I think I go back into the market either on the phone... Or on the web, probably, because I'm just sitting here and I'm lazy. And I just search for them and install them that way. But I definitely see your point. Yeah. They'll work that out. I think they'll straighten that out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
It's only really been out like a week or so, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
More Nexus questions, more tablet questions. Justin Lyatt asks, the Google Plus app has a hard time accepting shared links without workarounds, but Pulse has no trouble sharing with it. The problem is in the APIs, I've heard. Why is Pulse able to do it? How could Google overlook something so fundamental in the first place? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. And this is something that goes from Google to Google Plus to Android. I don't think Google overlooks as much stuff as you think. it's real easy to say if something's missing or if something doesn't work the way you expect it to. And this isn't just Google. This is Apple. This is Microsoft. It's probably done for a reason. I'm not saying bugs don't happen, because bugs absolutely happen. Mistakes happen. People are human. But a lot of the times, I'm willing to bet there's a reason for it. Now, say if you come to Android Central and something looks screwed up, chances are we blew it. There's a reason why I'm doing this and why I'm not working at Google. But, if there's a reason something works some way, there's probably a reason for it, even if it's not necessarily the one you like or a good reason, perhaps. But, that's what I think. I give them too much credit. I mean, they are Google. Come on.
I have to agree with you. I don't think anything happens in Mountain View that Google didn't carefully think about.
Especially at big companies. I mean, it's not like one person sitting in a room like, hey, I think this is a good idea, and starts hitting buttons. That just doesn't
That's
happen.
Android Central, not Google.
Right, exactly. That was my point. John Beach asks on Twitter, he's at @_AndroidKid, I have an upgrade this Christmas in time for Jelly Bean. If not, do I wait? I will think, and actually this goes back to something JBQ said that was kind of interesting. I didn't want to put it in our post because I think it just confused people. But he was saying from experience and looking at all the other builds that have been released, it takes about 8 months from the time that we see something like 4.0.4 released from Google, like what we've seen today and yesterday, right? To the time that it really mm-hmm. starts hitting mainstream phones. And that was interesting. Seems long to me, but maybe not.
I worked for a large scale development for a Fortune 500 company for a while. 8 months is amazing to go from source code to finished product.
And who am I?
HTC, which is not, mm-hmm. you know, HTC isn't the biggest company in the world. They're no Apple.
Right.
I'm sure they have a lot of good, hardworking developers, but if they can go from source code to finished product in 8 months, damn, that's good.
And who am I to?
You know, on the scale they're deploying it.
Right. And that's something we've tried to say, you know, before, and we always get shouted down. I get shouted down. No, it needs to be out now. It's not ready. When you know, they're taking too long. Well, when was it supposed to be out? And maybe now we have a better look at that. And I'm not saying it's any easier to swallow, because it certainly seems like it takes a long time.
It all goes back to, I mean, to me anyway, mm-hmm. you need to realize that when you buy... If you buy a new 1X whenever they come out, finally here in the States, you're not buying an Android phone per se. You're buying a phone with hardware and software from HTC using the source code of Android that Google gave them.
Right.
That's all to their credit and their bugs. That's all HTC right there. So they need that 6-8 months to figure it out and make it perfect. You know, they don't want your Thunderbolt to turn into a bigger steaming pile of garbage because of a bad update. So
that would be this one.
They work on it.
Man. Look at where we've come from in a year, by the way. So, I mean, this time last year, we'd already had CTIA, and that's where we got the Thunderbolt. It's where we got the Bionic that was scuttled. What else did we get there? We got something else. We got a couple Motorola phones, I thought. The Photon? Sensation? No. I'm trying to remember. There's another one. But, I mean, look how far we've come in a year. We've got, you know, the Galaxy Nexus. You've got the Thunderbolt. And granted, I've got this extended battery on there, so it looks horrible. Got the Galaxy S2. Which actually was announced at Mobile World Congress last year. Man, we've come a long way. That's what I'm saying. You want to do another email?
Atrix, that's what I was thinking.
Atrix, yes.
Oh, sure.
Let's do another email. Leah writes, or Lee, my phone is constantly coming up with low on space. Phone storage space is getting low warning. I have the Evo 4G. The error/warning applies to the internal storage, not the SD card. However, I have moved all of my downloaded apps to the SD card, and everything else that I store on the phone I store in the SD card, which has plenty of free space. So how do I make room on my phone storage or figure out what is causing this issue? I've been through the memory usage, and I can't find anything. Please help me. It's been a while since we've had one of those.
Well, yep. It's when you move an application to the SD card, it doesn't move all of it.
Right.
That's the first thing to remember. Number two is since the Evo came out, Android applications have went from, you know, an average of 100K to some of the big games now are 40 and 50 megabyte files. The hardware can't change the limited space that the Evo was built with to handle a bunch of smaller applications, can't magically get bigger. But you can free up some of the space by clearing out the cache. Delete all the text messages you don't need. Clear the cache from your email client, from your web browser. And there's programs in the market if you search for cache cleaner that'll help you do that. And, you know, if that's not enough for you, then you get to the point where you have to root your phone and mess around with the partitioning, you know, partitioning limit or, you know, partitioning tables a little bit and move some stuff around, which is pretty advanced.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
so. So, yeah, no easy question, except the Evo 4G. I mean, it's still a hell of a phone. I still have mine, and I still, you know, I think it's just a hell of a phone, but it is 2 years old almost.
Well, I was thinking about that. Yeah, it's getting there. It's been 2 years since it was announced, not quite since it was available. But yeah, can you believe that phone's 2 years old? Not many phones.
June 4.
Not many phones you can talk about today that have held up that long.
And the amazing thing is where I live is a pretty big Sprint area. Mm-hmm. Sprint's got a good network here. Even though it's discontinued, people still inquire how to buy it at the Sprint store and at Best Buy and at Radio Shack. It's still selling fairly well. People love that phone. I hope the next one is just as good.
If there's a next one.
Well, there'll be something next. It's not going to stop making phones.
Does anyone think that the mobile phone OS fanboys will ever be able to live in peaceful harmony? Or are we stuck in flame wars until the end of time? I'm trying real hard. But, you know, whenever I say, why don't we all take a breath and go outside and breathe the fresh air? And basically do all this hippie crap that Android fans are supposed to do. I get shouted down.
Yeah, it's for a lot of people, it's fun. Let's be honest.
Man,
we have to dig through more flames than we want. But
Crackberry does a post. Crackberry does a post saying, go read Renee's awesome iPad review at iMore. And you know what? You should go read it because it was an awesome review. I have never seen such hatred on the internet. Ever. Ever. I mean,
That was rough. I'm a little disappointed in anybody from Crackberry who might be listening and participated in that. That was a little uncalled for.
It was a really good review.
And it's my opinion that the new iPad is probably the best tablet for a lot of people out there.
Do not disagree.
Just because it's not the best for me doesn't mean that it's not the best for others.
You're really secretly an iPhone fanboy, aren't you, Jerry? I hate you now.
No, I'll tell you, if Apple would have released a Linux client of iTunes 3 years ago,
yeah,
I would probably be using an iPhone
today. We might not be talking today.
Right. I mean, once you get down to it, other than not having the source code available, I understand the system, how the iPhone works, just like I do Android, because they're both Unix-based in theory.
Mm-hmm.
But I like open source, and Apple refused to embrace Linux, so I wrote Apple off on that thing alone.
I'll buy that. And iTunes is still
I can't
a piece of
sync
crap.
My device to my computer, so it doesn't do me a lot of good.
iTunes is so horrible. I actually got my wife on an iTunes Match this week, you know, the cloud thing or whatever. And God, I hate iTunes. I mean, I could use an iPhone. I get it. It makes sense. It's simple. It's nice hardware. I can't use it just because of the iTunes. That is probably one of my number one features of Android, is the fact that I can use it and never have to plug the phone in. I mean, any of these phones I have laying here right now, the only requirement is that they be charged, and then I can use it. I can have all my contacts. I can have all my email. And now I can have my music all right there within 5 minutes. That, to me, is just incredible. Moment of silence for that one. Any other questions? Chat room? Let's go to the chat room. We haven't asked the chat room anything.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a very good idea. All right, chat room, here's your 5 minutes before we take off. Anything good?
Mimo370T, please. If I had one, you wouldn't be getting it, but if I had two, I'd think about giving you one.
Which one was that? Was that the Asus one that they brought out and then tucked away somewhere?
Yeah, the one that's rumored to going to be the new Google device.
I mean, we've talked about it before, but that whole thing was just odd. just bizarre how they showed it. They're like, hey, look at this. And like, oh, wait, no, never mind. Like, nobody saw it the rest of CES. It was so strange. Any other questions? Why do birds suddenly appear? Well, anytime when you're near. What about Panasonic phones in the U.S.? No. Sorry. Impressions on Temple Run? Already gave them. Decent. How do you like having your info in a cloud, Phil? You know what? I got used to it. I still remember, actually, when I changed to Gmail full-time, and that was a bit of a stretch. And I used Exchange for a long time at work before I started doing this full-time. And I like Exchange. Exchange made sense, right? It was just all there. Gmail makes sense. I have no problem having my contacts in Gmail because, you know what? It's not my address. It's yours. And I'm okay with that.
Ooh.
No, and look, there's stuff that I tell Google not to track. I don't have Google track my web history because, frankly, God knows when that could spill out and nobody needs to look at, you know, all the Hello Kitty stuff I'm forced to look up at the drop of a hat for the daughters, just the way it is. What else do I use? Music? I don't know. I'm still getting used to music in the cloud. Hey, there's Hello Kitty. Nice, Jerry. Why do you have Hello Kitty at your house?
I love Hello Kitty.
Is Hello Kitty open source?
No, I just think it's cool. I like the way it looks.
Was it MWC?
No, this was a joke.
I'm trying to remember if it's MWC or CES. Probably CES. There's a big Hello Kitty booth. Actually, I think I've got some pictures somewhere. I was going to do a post because my eldest daughter is a big Hello Kitty fan. Open Kitty, yeah. thoughts on Sprint ditching WiMAX for LTE? Good, I guess. Whatever. As long as they do something.
Look, I loved WiMAX. Just not the way Sprint did it.
Yeah.
WiMAX was open. Now it's going to be gone forever. And we're stuck with a standard that's controlled by the people who want our money instead of controlled by a group of geeky engineers.
On the other hand, you'll be able to give them your money and actually get something in return.
Maybe.
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 Well, T-Mobile.
Yeah, I never would have seen WiMAX here.
Yeah. Yeah, me either. Will T-Mobile fold in the U.S.? Nah. Nah.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there.
Yeah? You think T-Mobile's going to go away the dinosaurs?
Maybe I won't use the word fold.
Yeah.
But
get bought.
Things got to change.
Yeah.
Something has to change. They, you know, they're not making any money.
Right.
And that you won't last very long that way.
That's true. All right, last question.
Fine.
Last question. Who wants it? Chat room. Let's go. No. 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 Keep going. No. 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 Man, really?
Did you see BMXs?
Yes, I've seen Black Man X. No. No. Why are the rumored specs for the next Evo sporting a dual core? Because it's LTE. And because Tegra 3 and LTE are not yet playing nicely together. Remember, this is something we saw at Mobile World Congress, right? So it's a software thing, is all it is. They're getting close to fixing it. I got to play with the Fujitsu phone that, and granted, you know, it's a, quote, an LTE phone, but they didn't have LTE data there or anything to play with it. But they are absolutely getting, they are getting closer. So this year, probably not. Maybe the end of the year. And that's just me speculating. I have no idea. I would think next year at the latest.
You know, but what if this new dual core phone is just about as good as the quad core phone?
Right.
We have to remember this is not the same dual core that's in the MyTouch 4G.
Yeah.
Or the Thunderbolt. This is completely new. Let's at least see it before we trash it.
You know how we spent the first half of this podcast talking about how one version of Android isn't necessarily better than the other because it's like a point difference away? We're going to be doing the same thing with this dual core, quad core thing, at least with these processors. Yep. So we'll see. I tried to invent a new word.
Yeah,
tonight.
I'm
processor.
I'm loving my new Prime.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jerry got a Transformer Prime. Yes.
Love it. Been, you know, just wearing the games out. Charger's so hot because I don't even stop playing it while it's charging. But even I know that that's, you know, not the end all be all. There are going to be other devices that are going to have hardware that's as good or better.
Yep.
So I want to try them all.
And software, you know, comes down to a lot of things.
Yep.
All right, boys and girls, that's going to do it. Thanks for putting up with me and Jerry. I know it was a little different tonight. We'll hopefully have everybody back. No, we won't be back next week. No podcast next week because I will be on my way home from New York.
You won't be here.
Yes. So we'll take it off next week, but look for all the live coverage from New York because we will have a lot. And all you Sprint fans have something to look forward to finally. I know you guys have been waiting. Thanks for your patience. Well, I mean, don't thank me, but whatever. So, a lot of good questions tonight. You can email us at podcast@androidcentral.com. You can get us on Twitter. We read a lot of questions off Twitter tonight. At Android Central is the main site. I'm at Phil Nickinson. Jerry is at GB Hill, GBHIL. Google Plus, Android Central, Phil Nickinson, Jerry Hildenbrand, all the writers. Just search for names. We're all there. Google does that really easily, actually. It's really nice. As we are every week, we are brought to you by shopandroid.com. Get them at that. Hey. Website shopandroid.com, and if you haven't seen today, they just got in those androidified cases for the Galaxy Note. In fact, we're giving away 6 if you haven't entered that yet. Woo-hoo. It's up on the blog today. I think we're gonna leave it open a little extra, and you know, if you sneak in, cool, you're in the running. Somebody's asking in the chat room opinion on those cruiser light cases. Go search the site, because actually I reviewed one a while ago, but it's pretty simple TPU case, so it fits on your phone. So we've got those in the store, and get them at shopandroid.com or call 888-468-6158. Didn't get any voicemails this week, but that's all right, because you can leave us one at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222. That's it. We're done. Just the two of us, Jerry. High five. Across the screen.
Oh, wrong way.
That's the right way for me.
Backwards.
That's awful. All right, chat room. See you guys later. Everybody at home, thanks for hanging in there. And we'll get the whole crew back next week, and we'll be back to normal. So see ya.
Later on, everybody.
No, not next week, Phil.
Damn it. The week after. Leave that part in the podcast.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.